This day is always a very special day. You can see from the numbers of people that come that it is special to so many people. And we join with people all over the country, indeed, all over different parts of the world, who stop at this moment on this day of the year to remember those who have given their lives or have been seriously wounded in the service of their country to protect freedoms that we hold dear. And it is right that we should cherish that memory, hold on to that memory, and honour them in this way. It's a solemn service of remembrance, but it is also a service of commitment for ourselves, not simply remembering, but thinking about the world we live in and the part that we can play, that we must play, if the world is not to descend into worse fighting, but to build towards a better world where people are respected and differences are honoured. And so we hear the poems and we sing the songs, and at the end of the service we stand and make a solemn commitment that we will try to play our part in that process of making a better, more peaceful world. And we gather here today, as we do every year, to do that. And the reading that Henry read so very well is the reading that is set for today by the church, and clergy will be preaching about this all over the country, the same reading. And it talks about the inevitability of wars and suffering of humanity, and that it doesn't mean it's the end, or maybe even the beginning of the end, but that we must constantly be alert and be ready to play our part. And Jesus talks about the city of Jerusalem and the temple in the middle of the city of Jerusalem and its powerful nature and the beautiful stones and the way it is adorned. And as it happens, I have been in Jerusalem and have been standing at the foot of those walls this week. I was there on pilgrimage with people from both this diocese and from our partner diocese in Zimbabwe. And we together were pilgrims all over the Holy Land, visiting those places which are mentioned in the Bible that was so much a part of Jesus' life. And Jesus talked about the stones of the temple. And I can tell you, maybe numbers of others have also seen this, that the walls of the temple in Jerusalem stand higher than the ceiling of this church. And when you stand at the very foot of them, you almost are overwhelmed by the sheer size of it. And indeed, you are struck by its powerful nature and the sense in which nothing could move it, nothing could shake it, nothing could tear down those walls. Some of the stones, can you believe, are as wide as this altar space, the full width of that, and will stand that high. More than 200 tons of stone in one piece. And they are indeed beautiful. Made by the king of Judea, King Herod, the one that is mentioned in the Bible in the story of Jesus' birth. And he built the walls of that temple, partly as a statement of the greatness of God and calling people to worship, but also actually to say to the people how important he was, and to show in the way that he built this wall and this huge temple space that he also was great. He was known as Herod the Great, and those big stones were an image of his greatness. But Jesus said, these stones and this temple will be knocked down. And indeed it was. 40 years later, the Romans, fed up with the Jewish nation for their rebellious ways, decided to demolish the whole city of Jerusalem. And all the people were thrown out and were spread all over the world. It was a terrible destruction. For our statements of human pride are all fragile. And in the face of God, who is the creator of all, we stand as nothing really. simply called to worship him and to love one another. And Jesus says, do not be fooled that the things that you people think are of such great value can disappear like that. And there will be wars, and there will be famines, and there will be persecutions. But stay faithful, stay true, do the things that are right, and follow in my way. Sadly, we in many ways have not learnt from the lessons of the past. And the great walls that Herod made, not only of the temple, but all round the city of Jerusalem, to keep people out, we continue to build walls today. And when we stood from the very highest point of Jerusalem, we could see in the distance a wall of separation between the nation of Israel and the Palestinian state, which the Israeli nation has set up to try to keep those living inside Israel safe and to keep out the Palestinians living in the occupied lands. A great symbol of divide, separating one group of people from another. Unfortunately, it has not made people feel safe inside the separation wall. Because wherever you go in Jerusalem, as I saw, there are soldiers in groups of half a dozen, all with machine guns at the ready. And we saw on numerous occasions incidents where people were quickly arrested, made to take off their outer garments and checked, and maybe taken away for further questioning. Walls do not make us safe. Walls are an illusion. And the danger is, in our own lives, we build walls around our own lives to protect us from others. But Jesus came to break down walls, to open our hearts, to break down divides between this people and that people. Where we make differences and see people as a threat, Jesus calls us to be reconciled, not to be content, to build walls to keep people out. And wars and hatred grows where people do not understand one another and where lives are not mixed, but where people are kept apart. It's the human condition. We all too readily do these things to cut ourselves off, to protect ourselves. Jesus came as the Son of God to reunite us with God, for us to be reconciled, and to break down the walls that divide people from other people. As we gather today to remember those who gave their lives for the precious freedoms we value, we should recommit ourselves, not simply to security and protection, but to openness and to reconciliation. It's a hard work. Jesus did not expect us to find it easy, but said, be steadfast, be strong, do not be misled or misguided, but hold to the path of God. The city of Jerusalem has in its own name that same message. It means city of peace, Yerushalom, or Jerusalem in Arabic, or Hebrew, the same meaning. And yet it is a city in a country which has not known true peace for generations. We are asked to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But in these days, where so many people are worried about the way the world is going, we must pray for the peace of the world. Not content to be divided and to build up hatred and difference, but to find that common cause of humanity, peace in our hearts and peace to be shared in our lives. May it be so.